I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. After tough talks between President Joe Biden and Vladimir Putin over the Russian troop buildup on the Ukraine border, both sides insist they are hopeful that a pathway to easing tensions could open during diplomatic talks set for January. But with less than 2 weeks to go before senior U.S. and Russian officials are to meet in Geneva, the chasm is deep, and the prospect of finding an exit to the crisis faces no shortage of complications. Biden told reporters Friday that he advised Putin the upcoming talks could only work if the Russian leader de-escalated, not escalated, the situation in the days ahead. Germany has shut down half of the 6 nuclear plants it still has in operation. It comes a year before the country draws the final curtain on its decades-long use of atomic power. The decision to phase out nuclear power and shift from fossil fuels to renewable energy was first taken by the center-left government in 2002. The 3 reactors now being shuttered were first powered up in the 1980s. Together, they provided electricity to millions of German households for almost 4 decades. The German government said this week that decommissioning all nuclear plants and phasing out the use of coal by 2030 will not affect the country's energy security or its goal of making Europe's biggest economy climate neutral by 2045. Flight cancellations surged yet again on the last day of 2021, with airlines blaming it on crew shortages related to the spike in COVID-19 infections. By late morning Friday on the east coast of the United States, airlines scrubbed more than 1,550 U.S. flights, according to tracking service FlightAware. The disruptions are likely to inconvenience hundreds of thousands of air travelers over the New Year's holiday weekend. This is VOA News. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has warned people not to go on cruises regardless of their vaccination status because of onboard outbreaks fueled by the Omicron variant. The CDC said it has more than 90 cruise ships under investigation or observation as a result of COVID-19 cases. The agency did not disclose the number of infections. The Cruise Lines International Association said it was disappointed with the new recommendation, saying the industry was singled out despite the fact it follows stricter health protocols than other travel sectors. U.S. Supreme Court Justice John Roberts says the federal judiciary needs to do more to ensure judges do not participate in cases where they have financial conflicts of interest. Roberts made the comments as part of his annual report on the federal judiciary released Friday evening. He pointed to a series of stories recently in the Wall Street Journal that found that between 2010 and 2018, 131 federal judges participated in a total of 685 matters involving companies in which they or their families own shares of stock. Federal judges and Supreme Court justices are required under federal ethics law to recuse themselves from cases where they have a personal financial interest. South Africans celebrated the start of the new year in style Friday night after the government lifted a nationwide curfew. Gatherings were raised to no more than 1,000 people indoors and no more than 2,000 people outdoors. Japan's emperor offered prayers for those who died during the pandemic, taking to video for the second straight year for his New Year's greeting on Saturday, having canceled public palace gatherings to curb coronavirus infections. Sitting before a bonsai tree with his wife, he praised and thanked doctors and other healthcare workers and expressed concern for countries lacking access to vaccines as well as adequate hospital systems. Betty White, whose saucy up-for-anything charm made her a television mainstay for more than 60 years, whether as a man-crazy TV hostess on the Mary Tyler Moore Show or the loopy housemate on the Golden Girls, has died at the age of 99. White's longtime agent and friend, Jeff, confirmed her death Friday. She had no diagnosed illness and was unclear if she died Thursday night or Friday, he said. She would have turned 100 on January 17th. Her death brought tribute from celebrities and politicians alike. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.